5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home, with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Rooster gets sneakers. Are they Chizix?
Yeah.
So stupid.
So, okay.
None of us are podcasting right now.
No, I know. Like, I know.
Chicken shoe bun.
I just
chicken
looked up a screen with shoe all chicken. Shoe names and all bird stuff.
Reebok. Chicken names. Okay, I win.
Reebok does
Reebok!
Win. Well done.
Yes! Thank you.
We have a winner.
This is what I'm talking
okay.
about.
We can move on.
We can move on. Yeah, right. No, we're free.
My nose started bleeding for a second.
No,
but
yeah, so
it.
same, yeah.
God awful movie.
Movies.
Welcome back to the Gamcast, where each week we sample another selection from Christian cinema because it's the only thing that quells the rumbling of the ancient ones. I'm your host, No Illusions, and sitting 700 miles to my immediate left is my good friend Heath Enright. Heath, welcome back.
We got Nicolas Cage again. He's everywhere.
Do.
I love
he
it.
He is, yeah. And of course, sitting 900 miles to my northeast is my bad friend Eli Bosnick. Eli, how are you this fine afternoon, sir?
I'm fantastic, Noah. Thanks so much.
So tell us, Heath, what will we be breaking down today?
We watched The Carpenter's Son. It's the story of Jesus Christ during his awkward phase.
Sure.
A lot of gar sure. energy. Apparently, that's the Gospel of Thomas from the Apocrypha.
Well, it's,
not to be confused
it's
with
not,
the infamous infancy Gospel of Thomas.
Which it's also not. Yeah, but Eli, how bad was this movie?
It's Apocryphal Apocrypha.
Yes, that's exactly, yeah.
If you're looking for a movie that takes on the Apocrypha's Apocrypha, but you wish they were big old chickens about it,
yeah,
you will love this movie.
All right. So is there anything you guys want to nominate this one for being the best or being the worst at?
Yeah, I'm going to go with best. Nick Cage walking.
Okay.
Very badly.
Interesting.
He looks like he's having so much trouble. It looks like he's saying like, you know, left, right, left, right, left, right in his head. He keeps losing track of the pattern if people talk. And he's like, come on.
Jeff, right, Jeff.
There was definitely a point in this that where he couldn't decide whether his character had a limp. Yes.
Oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
And he's wearing a really big robe the whole time that's way too big for him. And he has to like hold it up. And he can't walk because of that, too.
Oh, my God. That's exactly it. He's been stepping on the front of the robe the whole fucking time. And that's what we're seeing. They just wouldn't hem the goddamn thing.
And he's a stumbly motherfucker already.
Well, that's
so,
it.
Yeah. He looks like Gargamel with a hangover after being like cast away for a year. It's the best.
Mm-hmm. So I was going to go with best worst lighting. Right. You can see 18% of this fucking movie. The entire goddamn movie. It's so dark. All of our notes are like, who was that? What did they do? Who did it to him?
What's happening?
Yeah, constant.
And why?
Well, there's a lot of that too.
What's amazing is that so much of it is obviously in post as well, right? Because like this movie has a budget. Mm. It's got a big old budget, right? And so what happened is they were in the editing room. They were watching this movie as it was shot by the Lord our God, a camera. And someone turned to the editor and they were like, what if it was like way darker? Do you think people would notice?
Well, you got to imagine there a lot of it was like, oh, guys, this looks like shit. This looks awful. This looks ridiculous. What can we do about this? And they're like, well, we could dim it, I guess.
Yeah, well, and because the other problem is many of the scenes of this movie have Nicolas Cage in them. Mm-hmm. And that's like trying to do a Holocaust film where there's just a birthday clown kind of hanging in the background. Like every scene with Nicolas Cage in it, I'm like, put the bunny back in the box. Like you're not sitting there going like, oh, I'm really invested in this story. You're like, I wonder if he ever got that T-Rex head back. They needed a much less iconic person than, I'm going to go ahead and say it, the top five most iconic people in the history of cinema.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. If they had Christopher Walken play Jesus and Julie fucking Andrews play Mary, it could have possibly been more obvious who these people were.
I thought his vibes fit perfectly for the stepdad of the Son of God, though. I thought he was.
Okay, but now, can I say that? That, I thought, was actually a really interesting performance, right? What do you do 15 years after you're cucked by God? Sure. Angel came down the night he was born. She's screaming. There's hay everywhere. Yeah, whatever, God, your word, the word. But 15 years later, when he's like kind of shitty at math, you're like, I mean, people hallucinate all the time. I know that even in the dirt times.
Yeah.
The answer is be Nick Cage in real life in terms of your vibes. Yeah, it works.
A percentage of this movie is, I could use a refresher visit from an angel. Just occasional pop.
Just what's up?
It's like 14 years since the prophecy, and he's still he's two levels behind in math.
What about just on his birthday? You just popped in every year and said, like, hey, still God.
It's going to be a holiday one day.
The PSAT's coming.
Tell Santa to tell me about it.
You're going to have to make him into a water polo player. I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know how to do this. And now he's a wine polo player. I'm going to go with best worst heresy.
Yes.
Look, I'm no defender of religion. I know that's a controversial thing to say about myself. But there were several moments while I was watching this movie where I was like, that's not okay.
Right.
You can't,
right.
That ain't Christian.
You can't just make up that Jesus does that or says that.
Which is weird because it's all made up that Jesus did.
But it's character cohesiveness. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You got to be true to the source material.
I can't just have baby. Now, look, that's why they threw out Infancy Gospel of Thomas, which, by the way, if you have not read Infancy Gospel of Thomas, it fucking shit rocks. It's so good.
And it'll take you 35 fucking, not even, it'll take you 15 fucking minutes to read. It's super, super short.
And it's insane. It's insane. And you're like, you, a normal non-religious pope, are like, oh, well, no, this can't be in the Bible. He shoulder checks a kid to death, which is the funniest thing in the Bible by far. But he's also like a little prankster God because it's from the second century where nobody knew Jesus, right? But it's far enough away that they're getting fun with it because the early I was also at that dinner. He made like 12 fish. Relax. And this is where they're like, and then he was like, they're mixing it with Spider-Man comics and shit. It's
absolutely
great.
I like how you're kind of like the angry video game fan watching the movie of the video game.
Yes.
You're like watching Mario Brothers and you're like, I don't think John Leguizamo is doing the canon correctly here.
Correct. Yes.
There's a ton of that. Yeah. All right, well, I'll tell you what. We've got to figure out how to handle a movie that's going to blaspheme more than we are. So we're going to take a quick break before we dive into all the dimness that is The Carpenter's Son.
Mm-hmm. That sounds amazing, big boy.
Eli, what are you doing?
Nothing. I mean, I've got to go, big boy.
Eli, are you doing paid phone sex again?
No.
Eli?
Okay, yes, but I'm trying to make some extra money for Valentine's Day.
That's a really upsetting contrast, man. Look, Eli, if you want to save money, you should try Rocket Money.
What's Rocket Money, big boy? Sorry, force of habit. What? What's Rocket Money?
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitor your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
That sounds great.
It is. Rocket Money consolidates checking, savings, loans, and investments into a single dashboard to give users a clear view of their financial picture.
So no more unpleasant money surprises?
Exactly. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/awfulmovies. That's rocketmoney.com/awfulmovies. rocketmoney.com/awfulmovies.
All right, Noah. Thanks.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Heath. You look like you're in a good mood.
Yeah, just having a good day, I guess. Big boy.
What?
Nothing.
All right, everyone. Welcome to the first ever writer's room meeting for The Carpenter's Son.
Woo!
Now, as you know, this one is based on the Gospel of Thomas.
The one from 1945?
What? No, the infancy Gospel of Thomas.
Right. Is that the one where Jesus does pranks?
Well, I mean, he does do some pranks, yeah.
That's the one where he shoulder checks a kid to death.
Well, he
right?
doesn't shoulder check a kid to death.
Totally shoulder checks a kid to death.
No, 100% shoulder checks a kid to death.
Kills definitely. A kid for shoulder checking him. Okay, so it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The point is, we're going to make it spooky.
We're going to make the childhood of Jesus spooky?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And also it'll be about how like his dad hates him.
Got it. Are we going to hell?
Oh, I mean, if there is one, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
And we're back for the breakdown, and we're going to open up on 33 motherfucking production logos in a row. And they're all going to be in dead fucking are my headphones plugged in silence.
I would like to be thanked now for being the first to get to the script and writing yes. in the script. Oh my God. Are my headphones broken? I think okay. the movie doesn't have sound.
I literally checked all my different types of, I went into like volume settings and mm-hmm. I was like, is it a line thing? Am I on like somehow a different setting? No, they just muted everything. It was like the production team tried to like tiptoe into the credits and the movie and then like sneak out.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And so we get literally seven different production logos. I counted. There's seven. And then we start getting the credits that come up to dead fucking silence. And there are more production companies. It's like everybody kicked in $15 like a Kickstarter or some shit.
Yeah. It's like when you buy too much cocaine. Right. And so you're just kind of like, everyone's throwing in for cocaine. That's why we're buying this amount of cocaine. That's how movie producers felt about making this movie.
And then, okay, it comes up and it says this is based on the Gospel of Thomas. And I started cracking the fuck up because it's not. Right. It's based on the infancy. And it's very loosely. But like the Gospel of Thomas is just a collection of shit Jesus said. And I'm like, well, I'd make a fairly awkward fucking movie, right? That'd just be like a best of or something. But it's based on the infancy Gospel of Thomas, even though literally nothing that happens in this movie happens in the infancy Gospel of Thomas, and nothing that happens in the infancy Gospel of Thomas happens in this fucking movie.
Yeah. So a thing pops up to explain it to people who don't know. It says the apocryphal Gospels are writings by early Christians. They describe events missing in the timeline of the New Testament. I was like, okay, so according to this, God needed to retcon stuff. He needed people to help him out and retcon stuff that he forgot in his original one.
Yeah. Or more importantly, this movie is saying like Eli's fan fiction that he wrote about Harry Potter is a missing part of the Harry Potter timeline. Right. It's like, no,
it's just fan fiction.
There was a whole council about which books are in the Bible. Santa punched a guy. There was a whole
shoulder checked a kid to death.
Yes.
So, okay. But then finally we hear a woman in labor and know that our headphones are working, right? Mm-hmm. 3 minutes into the fucking movie. And then we hear Nick Cage, like narration praying over top of it.
As he coaches FKA Twigs.
Yes.
her childbirth.
FKA Twigs, yes, who would play Virgin Mary.
Hey, young people, bring it in. Angry old man here. Look, I want to be cool. I want to like the music you like. I want to be with it. I want to be Skibbity Ohio. You cannot name an artist FKA Twigs. It's too early for me to like a person who identifies as FKA.
I read it as fuck a Twigs.
Okay. So, interesting.
And I enjoyed it.
I am professionally known as No Illusions. So I'm not going to talk any shit.
Once again, Noah leads the forefront, but I would like to say that I have rejected FKA Twigs as a cultural, as a part of, and the Island Boys, whoever they are, I've also rejected them.
All right. Well, it's good
I'm
to know.
I'm peripherally aware they exist, but I'm not ready for them
all
yet.
All right. He's getting old, guys.
Okay. So in this moment, we see Nick Cage for pretty much the first time. And it felt like just Nick Cage's life. He's over a weird old sink, kind of like washing his hands. And he's got the crazy burlap robe on that he's having trouble with. And he's looking at his hands. He's like staring at him as if to say like, hey, I'm hearing something. I think my hands might be magical Bluetooth speakers. Is that true or not? And he's like, oh, no, it's a message from God. But later he'll act as if he still believes his hands are the Bluetooth speakers from God.
Well, so she's given birth, and then we see Nick Cage, and then like there's this magical glowy light that lights him up, and we're like, is that coming for her fucking vag or what? You know, but it's not. Yeah. It's coming from above or whatever. Like the angels are being like, don't worry, no, this is good. This is good. We were planning this.
This is fine. Don't worry about it.
And while he's just staring at his hands, she's like, hey, a little help giving birth over here. Did you want to
maybe
do a little help with that? And he's like, oh, sorry. I'll try to snip the cord or whatever.
Yeah. So he snips the cord.
And he does it badly.
Yeah, right. Now we hear a scissor sound as he snips the cord.
He's like, lefty scissors, fuck. why do we have these?
Oh, it's the zigzag
ones.
We're
both righties.
Well, but the thing is, though, is that, again, we have to make this shit up, right? Because this is the first time we have to confront the fact that we cannot see the movie. Even with the bright turned all the fucking way up, you can see so little of what's going on, right? So a shape moves, and it's like that psychological test where you have to tell a story about the triangle and the square or whatever, you know? But Nicolas Cage explains to us that they are coming for him, so they got to go. So they wander into the darkness, and we come across a big baby fire.
Big baby fire?
Sure. Who had 5 minutes for a literal pile of babies on fire?
Yeah, a little early in the movie for flaming babies. But
even for a Nick Cage movie.
Yeah, really, honestly, yeah.
And yeah, they walk up to this and they're like, hey, is that a fucking pile of babies on fire? Oh, you know what? That's a dumb question to ever ask. You just keep going.
But here's the thing. Okay, so they smuggled Jesus past the baby bonfire, but like, what? Why wouldn't you just go around? I mean, there's got to be another road that goes that direction that doesn't go directly.
There's no roads now.
But it's right. You just go through the woods and shit, right? So
it's not a baby bonfire on like the only bridge.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly. They could just go elsewhere.
Cut a wide berth around said baby bridge.
They do get by, but like if the baby cries, this is a real short movie, right? So they get past the baby bonfire, and then she like just reaches off screen to get the baby. And we're like, is that baby in a donkey's butt? Where the fuck did you have
baby
that?
Pops out like a video game weapon, yes! Like a giant gun that a video game character has.
Yeah, they take it out of the baby sheath.
She takes it out of her inventory.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. So that night, Nick Cage sobs in the darkness for some fucking reason, right? We're supposed to be learning that he's a very, very pious character. That'll be his only characterization, right? Pious and cucked.
Yes.
And then the fucking sun rises and we can finally see anything in this movie that isn't a production logo for the first fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
And what we see is a demon standing on a mountaintop across from him doing like, you know, demon shit.
Pop it and lock it?
Yes.
Yeah. And just doing like, you know, the slow ramp up of demon stuff. Of
yes,
like,
right.
Oh, I'm just going to be off to the side gurgling at first.
Yes, I'm
like,
just going to gurgle
first
at you a little
that
bit.
I do.
Come on.
So you'll know it's coming. It's a psychological thing. You'll be thinking, why the fuck would he just stand there gurgling? Like, you know,
it's a good thing that everyone stops and watches demons for them to go through their entire bit. Otherwise, you'd just pass by a guy who like maybe had a little bit too hard of a sneeze.
Yeah.
No, come back. I'm building a moment. I am building a moment.
You have to stare directly at me.
He's gone.
I'm waiting for you to make eye contact.
They probably just thought I was a guy sounding out a word that was hard.
I was just here for so many hours waiting. Fuck.
Oh, okay. Climb this whole fucking mountain. God. So, but then we get our title.
It was my whole afternoon.
The Carpenter's Son. Oh, I'm sorry, because I missed the moment where it says Anno Domini on screen after Jesus is born, right?
Yeah, I don't think they called it that right away.
No, they didn't. Right? Also, he would have been born in like 3 BC or BCE. Yeah. So, okay. So now we cut to AD 15, which means he should be like 18 or 20, but this movie thinks it means he'll be 15. So.
I was like, 15. Okay, he's going to be like 14, 15, cut to Jesus. And he's like, you're not my real dad. Gaw, hate you.
We're going to get that scene.
Spoilers.
That's spoiler. Pretty much
the movie.
Yep. Him for the whole movie. Yeah.
So we see Nick Cage and he VOs to us about what happens when you die and shit. Again, like there's so much of this that just like, you know, they put a microphone in the bathroom stall when Nick Cage went in there and they're like, this is great narration, guys.
This is excellent. Let's keep this for the movie. Also, can we just get all the filmmakers of the world together and say, hey, folks, important news. People knew when their faces were dirty, even in olden times.
Do you think they did?
No matter the technological level, the human race had, you know, a little schmutz.
Yes.
The technology has always been at...
You would think.
Mm-hmm. Your little schmutz.
Got a little
schmutz right there.
Head on over to a puddle and give that a quick splishy splash.
In fairness, right now in modern times, many times in my life, people have been like, you have a lot of stuff on your face, like a big amount of food.
That's mostly why
you're alone for
beer.
Weeks at a time.
Yeah, right.
And you've covered all your mirrors with black sackcloth. I'm not sure why.
Ooh, Skittle.
So we see Nick Cage worrying about Jesus' superpowers. And then we see one kid that doesn't have a dirty face. And we're like, oh, it must be a fucking demon of some sort. And it is. Right?
It is, yeah.
The one clean-faced.
They She-Elzebub.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Can I talk about the non-binary nature of this child while being aware that I am quoting the Epstein files?
Oh, no.
Part of what is supposed to be scary. No, you may not.
Okay.
Part of what is supposed to be scary about this child is that it's not like, I'm a boy, right? Or am I just projecting Christian bigotry onto this movie?
I don't know where you're going with that at all. No.
Okay.
Wait, which character?
The demon girl.
Satan. You know, Satan.
Oh, 11 Satan? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, 11 Satan.
Well, who I had it out as the demonic version of Heath's stepkid and before you started saying all this shit. Now I don't know.
Once again, they, them pronouns. Nailing it.
But yeah, so they eventually come across a little town where Joseph gets himself hired like as a woodworker, but he has to carve idols of other gods. As part of his job.
Which makes no sense for this movie. His whole thing is that he's supposed to be like this deeply devout religious nut, right? So the idea that they would start the movie with him being like, whatever, work is work.
Yeah.
LinkedIn's mostly filled with fake jobs anyway.
It's a living.
Also, it appears that his test to get this job was to carve a full-ass wooden flute.
Yeah.
That seems like a log job interview.
Like a snake flute.
Yeah, it's a little snake flute. He's got a nice little snake flute that he carved, which I'd love. It looks pretty fucking sweet. I'd buy that from Nick Cage.
Nick Cage.
If you needed some money.
If you're listening.
But yeah, so then we have the scene like, well, while Dad's getting hired, Jesus is outside like being overwhelmed by his senses like Superman.
Okay, they literally stole the Superman can hear too much things moment.
Right, he's looking around town and he can hear everybody's like angers and all that shit and he's freaking out a little bit.
Yeah. And he's just standing there like off to the side of everybody doing their shit with Mary, his mom. And everyone's just like looking over at the two of them being like, hey, are y'all just going to like fucking glare at us? What are you doing?
Yeah, what's
like,
going on? We're just trying to
do some mud work or whatever we're doing.
Dirt-faced and shit. Yeah. So, but Nick comes and he says, hey, I found a job and it comes with a free house apparently. So we got a place to live too. So they head out to the house. And oh, when they get close to the house, this lady comes by and she puts a blanket on Mary's head, right? She's like, it's kind of your whole thing is going to be, this is going to be a signature thing for you. You're going to totally want the blanket on the head.
You should wear this head blanket. It's kind of your bit.
I don't want this from you. No, thank you. What are you, Jeffrey Amherst? Get the fuck out of here.
But the young girl's name is Lilith.
Yes, we meet Lilith, who is mute. And her mom is the one that gives Mary the blanket. And so mom gives Mary the blanket. And she's like, yeah, my daughter can't talk. And your son is pretty fucking hot. Right. I don't know why we have to. I mean, he is like, but I don't understand why Lilith's mom had to like grind the movie to a halt.
For our Jewish listeners.
Jewish mother.
Yeah, I was going to say, for our Jewish listeners, Noah doesn't get it.
Okay. But, and then she
Dem Hamas.
As they're going inside, the neighbor lady says to Virgin Mary, she's like, so that son of yours, he doesn't look like you. fucking what?
Right. Which is bad. Really lock in on what that might mean.
Yeah.
Right. That means that he looks a little like God. God's hair is a little curlier than the cages.
So Jesus goes inside to see his dad. And we see dad eavesdropping on Lilith and Mary as they sort of lie about their origin story.
Okay. I laughed at this moment because Jesus, the Son of God, walks in. His dad, his stepdad, is eavesdropping and he's like, what up, dad? Ooh, ooh.
He's like, why is your ear against that wall with that cup? Yeah. but now they've got to board up their windows to keep the demons out. I have no fucking idea. And as they're doing that,
don't worry, it'll play really great when that never matters to the movie ever. Right.
I really wanted to see a demon just be like, can we pry it?
Can't see.
Let me get the little
who has a bigger stick, but it has to be smaller and bigger. Fuck,
one second,
it.
I'm gonna do the cool thing they do in heist movies. Scree.
You just made a noise. That's not
a circle. Yeah. No, don't circle end my bit.
Yeah, you can't just point a circle.
Fuck you.
You.
But while Jesus is boarding up his windows, he looks outside and he sees Lilith taking an urn shower, which means that basically they're like, hey, neighbors, good to meet you. I'm going to go take a naked front yard moment real quick. So,
yeah, it was the dirt times. Everyone just fucking nakedly bathed in front of each other. Also, again, not to be that guy, but let's talk about the absolutely incredible heresy it is to portray Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as doing a little peeping.
Yes, right. He's watching this shit going, so I can fuck the shit out of that. So
Lamb of God, he's up there on the cross and then we're waiting for it is done. And then God's like, sorry, I'm kind of working out the peeping thing. It was pretty important he be without sin.
It's
and that
whole
is
thing.
Not the sitch.
Oh.
Just cut to Jesus in the woods with the penthouse he found.
So they board up the window. So now it's night and we can't see the fucking movie anymore. And this is where he introduced the fact that one of Nick Cage's superstitions is he always puts sand on the threshold. Because if demons come into your house, they leave rooster prints in the sand.
Okay. Okay. So yes, that is what the movie is saying to us. Mm-hmm. I heard Nick Cage say, roosters make footprints in the dust. And I was like, okay, so roosters can see demons better than we can.
Oh, and they're like a neighborhood watch.
And then roosters run into your house to put footprints on your
demons.
Dust.
Fuck, guys, I'm so sorry about this. I got to go tell the Smiths there's a demon in their house.
But no, it's that demons have little tiny rooster feet.
Yeah. Which, hey, can I say, if I were a Christian and I believed that myth, I would instantly never be afraid of anything satanic
ever
again.
Exactly. He's like, well, come on. I mean, you would know I'm coming because they'd have little chicken feet.
Yeah, my mother sucks cocks in hell, but you have little tiny rooster feet on some spiritual level.
Hey, you're wearing those toe socks, but it's just three.
Yeah, hold on a second. One of them sticking out the back.
Do chicken have three? Is it three?
I don't know.
11.
But so as they're, I'm more familiar with their legs than their feet. But then they're getting ready for dinner. And Nick Cage gives this amazing line. He says, and I quote to Jesus, he says, did you wash your hands? They're dirty. We'll go mad.
Yeah. I'm saying that to my 5-year-old from now on when he won't wash his hands.
I'm going hey, Nick, is that what happened?
Well, doesn't Jesus in the regular Bible have a whole thing about how he switched it to we're not washing hands anymore?
Yeah, he doesn't wash his hands. Yeah, exactly.
So I thought Jesus here was going to be like, dirty hands are great, Dad. I will die on this hill. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, you will die on this.
If the infancy gospel was true, especially as it is portrayed in this movie, there would be so much more passive aggression from Jesus. Just like, and by the way, if you get any messages from God, just, keep believing them.
Yeah.
Be nicer to your kids.
And he makes him pray before dinner. And I'm like, that feels masturbatory when you are God.
Well, it's Jesus is comfortably awkward about it, though. He's like, oh, hey, okay. Me.
Yeah. Right. So, but then it's time for them
we're touching hands? Okay.
It's time for them to.
This is a fun dinner.
Karate the word Satan.
Satan.
Oh, this is amazing.
They start talking about Satan.
Satan.
Yeah. So Nick Cage, first Jesus is about, he's like, oh, I'm hungry. Nice. This is good. I'm going to get some food. And Nick Cage is like, oh, or you could fast because God and the Bible matters, you piece of shit. And he's like, oh, okay, whatever. And then Nick Cage goes on with his speech and he's like, in emptiness, you find the strength to bear against Satan. And Jesus has to react to this like he's fucking Ezra Klein hearing Ross Douthat say Antifa instead of Antifa. He's just like, what?
Uh-huh.
Do you say it like that? Are we saying Satan?
And then everybody else Satan. Has to go Satan every time they Satan. Say it so that Nick Cage doesn't feel like an idiot. Yeah.
No wonder they weren't afraid of Satan at that time.
Right, well,
you
yeah.
imagine being that like, and the beware feet. The ways of Satan.
Yeah, well, he says, what does Satan look like? And he's like, he looks like a regular guy. And I wrote in my notes, well, but with chicken feet. But no, apparently he looks just like a regular dude, but screamier and doing pop and lock.
Looks like Heath Stepkid. You'll know them by their lack of schmutz.
So, but that night, Satan stands outside their house saying Satan words, right? And then Jesus has a nightmare. We established that Jesus has constant crucifixion nightmares that wake him up screaming, right?
Weird. Because he's God. So I wouldn't be like, all right, I'm headed down in human form. Hey, when I take that human form, I'd like a couple of flash forwards to the crucifixion yeah. just to sort of keep my head in the game. Can we get that going?
Right. And so then the next day, Jesus has to go to school. And if you've read the infancy Gospel of Thomas, there's a part in there where like a teacher starts fucking with him and Jesus just kills him for fucking with him. So you're getting excited. That's not how this is going to
No, they chicken out.
They really
they chicken
do a
fucking
out.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Hey, why is the rabbi Scottish?
Well, back in, so you see, he's back in the dirt times, many mm-hmm. people were Scottish.
Everybody just went luckily. What happened is that actor did a Jew voice and they were like, oh, and he was like, no, I meant this isn't offensive, is it?
So, yeah, right. But while Jesus is helping the rabbi teach school, he looks over and he sees the demon girl from before, the clean-faced demon girl, hanging dangerously from a tree. So he goes to, like, get her.
Just fucking hanging out.
Yep. Yeah, just like the hang in there poster.
Satan, Prince of Darkness, is trying to figure out how to catch Jesus' attention for the first temptation and the fall of God. And he was like, I'm going to climb a tree. Okay, almost infinite powers. Time to tempt
Sorry,
Jesus.
Did you say climb a tree?
Yep, and I'm going to be like, I'm going to do the cool leg over one branch thing.
You're going to...
Doesn't
you're gonna,
even
oh,
do
Oh, you're
going to
climb
cool.
a little bit of a tree and then just
no
hang?
No hands.
Yeah, it's just about 10 no feet hands. Up. 10 feet up. Doesn't even do the no hands. And so Jesus comes over and says, "Come, would you please come down?" And so she drops down. Right, but she's fine, right? She doesn't get hurt because of the Satan powers.
They drop down. I've insisted on this bit, and now I must. Now you have
I don't
to
think you get
it.
To correct me when it's just your bit.
I don't think I get to attribute they pronounced it a satanic child when there was no yes and.
Okay, so earlier Joseph tells Jesus that Satan appears as like your greatest weakness.
Yeah.
Right? To tempt you. So to be clear, the Son of God's greatest weakness is the tree climbing thing, but also like a scarred up skin mask looking face. It's yes. like a skin yep. mask girl surrounded by flies is what we're looking
right,
at.
Right, so constantly buzzing flies every time she's around just so that Eli can have a less pleasant time.
And Jesus is like, hello.
Yeah, exactly. He's into it. Because she's like, hey, do you want to like go off in the woods and play with me? And she's like, and he's like, well, I'm not supposed to, but I am into skin masks and flies. Yes. So they go out into the woods to play together and they come across a leper. And she's like, you want to play Touch the Leper? And he goes, no. She was like, do you want to play Almost Touch the Leper? And he's like, well, okay, I'll play
And
that.
He turns into me and he's like, I can go super close without touching it. I can do it.
I'm going to win. Look, I'm going to win this. Hey, you.
I can almost lick him. Look at me almost lick him.
And I can verify that this is also, that Heath also courts the way Jesus does, which is
right.
Going hard.
So he almost touches the leper.
He touched a lot of lepers when he first met Anne.
As we're all making notes about, as he touches this leper, we're all making notes about how it'd be really funny if like one of the demons was standing on his hands and knees below, but like behind his legs or whatever. But then that's actually what happens. Jesus pushes him and says, touch the leper, and pushes him into the fucking leper, right?
Yeah. Satan pushes. She does the butter thing. The like, yes. Hey, if you put salt on butter, you can feel the heat. And so like he's right next. And she just, it's a vat of butter that's in the form of a leper. So he just gets like pushed into a pussy leper.
Yep.
And he wakes the leper, and the leper looks up and goes, you guys were playing Touch the Leper. Or Almost Touch the Leper. How'd you do? Bad?
Yeah,
you guys
do put very salt well. You on actually me? Actually touched the leper, didn't you? So then we cut to Nick Cage bathing this actor who is super hot. I swear that's why Nick Cage took this job. He's like, but I get to bathe Noah Jupe though at some point.
Oh yeah, this is like a cleansing bath because he touched a leper.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's just like in the regular part of the river where everybody else all over the place is just normal bathing.
Yep.
Like the guy next to him is right there in the shot. He can just tell that it's like, this is a leper bath.
You guys
bath,
are doing
isn't
a leper
it?
Bath,
he's doing a
aren't
lot
you?
Of scrubbing. I think I heard him say leper.
Fuck.
It's like when you go into a doctor's office for like your checkup and there's someone in there coughing too much and you're like, that's COVID.
Yeah, right.
You have COVID. I think there should be a separate, hey, I got a brave take. Hear me. Open your hearts.
Anti-vaxxers shouldn't be allowed to use the hospital.
Hey, okay, yep. You know what? Let's land on that take.
Was that your take?
Because I was about to say but equal.
Yeah, no, that's true. We don't want better. That. So, and while Nick Cage is bathing Noah Jupe, we have his narration talking to God going like, God, what the fuck is going on with this? He's touching lepers and shit. What is wrong with your kid?
Kind of thought he would be a little more on task. You know, everyone says first baby, easy baby, tricks you into having the second one. I thought maybe he'd do like magic stuff, like I'd have a super cool, non-smudgy baby, but he seems, can I say it? He seems extra bad.
Yep, and smudgy. He's also smudgy.
Like the Mendelbaum kid down the street seems a little more godlike. So maybe he could just...
But so then Jesus has more nightmares. He dreams of himself under the shroud of Turin, right?
The cheesecloth of Turin.
It is a cheesecloth, yes.
I wanted him to be like, we should set up like a ruse with like a fake one of these, right, Dad? Like,
yeah,
let's do some kind of weird trick, right?
We'll wait 800 or 900 years after I die, but yeah.
Let's do it then.
But yeah, but so, and then like he starts screaming from his nightmare and his dad comes to wake him up. And we learn here that Jesus has to sleep in a little like screaming cage.
In a punishment hut?
Yeah, he's got a sleeping cage. Okay, so if you are having a nightmare, mm-hmm. And you wake up from your nightmare and see Nicolas Cage in a burlap robe with his
you're
face
still in your
right
nightmare
next to you.
Is what's happening.
You're not done with it. You have,
yes,
you
right,
have
exactly.
A whole
you have
other
woken
phase
into
before
this inception mm-hmm. type situation. Yes.
I feel like if Christ had been put in a punishment hut for his childhood, it would have come up. Maybe not in Luke, but definitely in Matthew, right?
Yeah.
He would have just thrown out a like, and by the way, everyone gets to sleep in the house no matter how many nightmares they have.
So yeah, but then, so Nick makes him pray. He does the fucking Jewish litany against fear or whatever. And then he goes back out to his sleeping hay. But, and if this, honestly, I only knew this because of Eli's notes. It could, because of how dark this fucking shot is. The leper comes to see him. He's been healed by all the Jesus magic.
Okay. Let me say something bold. The way that the leper is shot as he steps out of the darkness is a seduction shot.
It right? is, yes. Traditionally, that's what that would be, yes.
It is the way someone who is about to drop a robe to thank our protagonist with consensual, enthusiastic sex steps out of the shadows.
Yeah, and it's like 2 a.m. It's like, hey, man, yeah, I healed you with my... You could just tell me like tomorrow during yes. river bath or whatever. This is right. ridiculous. This could be an email.
He goes,
you're welcome.
He goes, touch me again. And I'm like, so you can have negative leprosy?
I also have a little neck thing. You know, just like that.
I know people say you slept wrong, but it's been like 5 days. So, you know, something's wrong in there.
I wanted to see Jesus learn more powers than they do that like yes. Superman ripoff moment for a second. Mm. But I wanted him to like, you know, walk around the woods for a second. And then he like, walks over a little puddle and he's like, that was weird.
Yes, right. Like Bruce Almighty.
So everyone else steps into it and they're like, oh man, my socks. And he's like, huh.
What are you guys talking about? What's wrong with your socks? Yes.
Oh, well. God's just watching. Oh, come on. All right. I got to set another one.
Keeps checking the camera like Jim.
Yeah. All right. Well, it looks like our hero is fighting his power. So with what we can only assume is a running around the city, having fun with his web slingers montage on the horizon, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in a minute with even more of The Carpenter's Son.
And there are so many ways to optimize when you look at it that way.
Of course.
Hey, fellas, what you doing?
Well, Eli was just telling me about enshittification. Have you heard about this?
Yes, I have. Wait, I told Eli about enshittification.
No, I think I told you.
No, you did. I told you I read a whole book on it by Cory Doctorow, and I'm working on a citation needed.
No, I read a piece about it in the New Yorker.
You don't read the New Yorker.
But you know what's a great example of the opposite of enshittification? Mint Mobile.
Liar thief.
What's Mint Mobile?
Damn it, Noah.
Stop paying way too much money for wireless just because that's how it's always been. Mint exists purely to fix that. Same coverage, same speed, just without the inflated price tag.
That sounds great.
It is. And for a limited time, get 50% off 3, 6, or 12-month plans of unlimited premium wireless.
Half off, you say?
That's right. Get ready to stop paying more than you have to. New customers can make the switch today, and for a limited time, get unlimited premium wireless for just $15 a month. Switch now at mintmobile.com/gam. That's mintmobile.com/gam. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan required. $15 a month equivalent. Taxes and fees extra, initial plan term only. Over 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. Capable device required. Availability, speed, and coverage varies. Additional terms apply. See mintmobile.com.
This is my fun fact. You stole my fun fact about enshittification.
Okay, man.
Okay, so it's just, Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Satan. Mm.
Oh, hey, Beelzebub and Rath Gananathor. How's it going? How are you doing?
Good.
How are
you guys
doing?
Good, man. You said my name crazy. So, how was meeting Jesus?
Great. Really, really working on bringing him over to the dark side. So
Yeah, sure. So, what'd you do?
Hmm? Hey, like, what'd you do? Did you offer, like, pleasure or power or...
No, We played Touch the Leper.
You played Touch the Leper?
Okay, not just Touch the Leper. When he got close, I pushed him.
Oh. Okay, sure.
Hey, what the fuck is happening right now?
I don't know. I just got nervous. I was like, oh, this is the Son of God. And if I, like, get him, this is, like, totally going to be the best. And then I was just, like, pushing him. And I was like, ha, ha, ha. And I was doing this...
Oh.
Weird
okay,
laugh.
Man. No, it's okay.
Am I stupid? I feel stupid.
No, it's fine. He's a kid. He probably didn't even think about it.
Where is it? I made him a wooden snake.
Why?
So that he'll join me against God.
Sure. Got it.
Do you think he'll like it?
Yeah, sure, man. Maybe.
I worked really hard on it with my Satan magic.
Cool.
And we're back for more of this shit. We're going to reopen on Nick Cage going out for the morning paper and finding a dead sheep offering on the stoop.
And Nick Cage, the actor, is like, not this again.
God damn it.
Okay, and it's from The Godfather, which is funny. Like the horse head.
Oh, yeah.
But this is actually a dead sheep from The Godfather.
So, yeah. So, that, like, later that day, we've got Jesus down by the well, playing with crickets as he is wont to do. In this movie, Jesus is obsessed with grasshoppers.
Okay, yeah. Was he a bug pervert in the Bible?
I don't remember any bug pervert things.
Well, there are a lot of bug pervert indications. He could have been a bug pervert.
I mean, that's like it's an interesting choice to make about the Savior.
Yeah, it's an interesting choice by God, too. Because if that's true, then God was like, hey, put the bug pervert stuff about my son in the retcon things. So we have it down.
I want people to understand why I made so many species of them, you know?
Michael, I'm looking through here and everyone missed out on the fact that I kept being like, and by the way, put bugs in your butt. It feels amazing. Let's put it in the Infancy Gospel of Thomas. It's 3 pages long.
So Jesus is playing around with the bugs, and Dad is washing Mary's feet, Nick Cage is, and he says he's having this conversation with Mom about, like, look at that fucking kid. That kid isn't a fucking savior. Come on. Give me a look at this fucking kid.
It's an awkward thing for parents. Like, when you think your kid is the son of God from a magical prophecy, and it's just he's just so shitty and it's taking way too long. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nick is so disappointed.
I think that's like every parent, approximately. It's
every
not
Jewish parent, for okay. sure. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Not everybody's parents.
How's Max doing?
Great. It's only half Jewish, so only I'm disappointed.
Check some puddles.
So, okay. So, but Mary's like, you know, he's like, come on, man. The kid's too dirty to be a god. And Mary's like, well, maybe if you didn't punish him so much. So then Nick Cage gives this it's harder on me than it is on him speech.
Yeah. But he's going to try to buddy up to Jesus in the next one, which is great. He's like going to shitty dad makeup conversation. Hey, kiddo. What you doing? Pervert bug stuff. Cool.
He's like the abusive little league dad, but it goes back and forth where he like yells at him. And then he's like, hey, I'm really sorry.
I'm sorry about the yelling.
Do you want to drink your first beer?
What you're more of like an indoor kid, or we're outside now. That's good. That's cool. You got bugs.
You want to do musicals?
So, but meanwhile, speaking of bugs, Jesus has got his little grasshopper and he's like, am I a magical healer? So he squishes this bug in his hand. Now,
mm-hmm. like he's fucking Lenny. It's just like the son of God. Like,
yes.
Of mice and son of men.
Amazing. It's not quite an inner cut to him being like, there's no way he's the son of God, but it feels like it.
It
right?
is,
like
right. Yeah, like, yeah.
There's no way that's the son of God. Oh, you see what I'm saying, right? Fuck a twigs. Let me say, when I come to you, fuck a twigs, and tell you this is not it.
but he's going to heal this grasshopper, right, that he just squished. But like, I'm like, but even if you healed it, you have cricket guts all over your fucking hand, man. And that's gross, right? You got all that goo on you.
There you go. All better. That's your leg.
Yeah.
Or it was your leg. I guess you have an extra leg now? Not sure what happened. I did kind of a this.
Well, but apparently, though, Jesus reforms him, right? Because when he opens his hand, there's no cricket goo. And I'm like, wow, the goo reformed into a cricket. That's impressive shit.
Like the liquid metal guy.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. Well, it makes you wonder about like when he like brings Lazarus back to life, do the guts just all go back in? And
they come skittering from miles right. away, right? Inside a dung beetle somewhere. Is like, I feel full after eating that guy, but it's 30 minutes later, I'm all empty again.
But yeah, but then he heals the cricket. And just then Mom comes, or I guess Lilith's mom comes down for some water to the well. And we see the plastic-ass bucket that they got for the well.
Just a fucking Home Depot bucket with branding on the side.
Still got the sticker on it.
They didn't have to show it to us. Yeah.
So okay, here's what I suspect, and I bet we have a history pervert in our audience who will do this for this. I bet ancient wells used like the bladder of a ram, and they have ancient pictures of what it looks like.
Right, right. And this is exactly accurate.
And so someone right now is like, that's actually an incredibly historically accurate bucket. And then they turn to a shelf of historical buckets next to them. And they're like, I believe it's the P160. Give me a second. You see? It's identical.
Yeah, no, I
didn't like most of this movie, but I love the bucket work.
I saw it there.
Bucketwork.com gave this a 10 out of 10. You do not want to cross the bucket, people.
No, I think you're right. So, okay, so that night, the leper, the healed leper.
IMD bucket. I'm so sorry. I'll be doing this for the rest of the podcast.
So that night, the former leper, he's standing around the fire telling everybody how divine Jesus is. And Satan is looking at him like, you're fucking up my whole goddamn thing, right? This is not...
I had a thing going. I pushed him and it was kind of a fun, flirty moment. And now you're
giving him sheep. I didn't realize we were giving sheep. Now I feel like I didn't have a gift the first time we met. So I have a, I'm going to bring a gift. Oh, God. And he does. Jesus gets, Satan gets nervous and gives him a gift.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
Hey, yep. I know that guy gave you a sheep, but was the
hell? You can't only play with a dead sheep for one or two days.
What's this behind your ear?
Yeah. Such dirty, I mean, please.
I got your ear.
So, okay. So, but, and then, so Satan gives the leper guy a peach to eat, right? Like a cursed peach. And this poor actor was given the instruction to eat a peach insanely. And he went for it, man. He fucking went for it.
Here's the problem with trying to eat a peach old-timely. Everyone's known how to eat forever.
Yep, they sure
it's
have.
Not, we didn't have a lecture. You don't remember a class from middle school where we're like, you know, in the 50s, nobody knew bite into it and don't just sort of let it go rogue across your forehead.
I think you're being really judgy about the smudgy faces and the eating styles. It's just, people do stuff like this.
Is this why you don't notice that you have a lot of peach over your face until you go out in public once a
do
month?
Do I right now?
You do. We spent a lot of time getting the peach off Heath's face this afternoon. That was most of the record.
So, okay. So the next morning, Nick Cage wakes Jesus up, and so they have to go like deliver some shelves that he made to town.
I'm the son of God, but yeah, no, let's do some errands. Let's go down to Home Depot. That sounds fun. It's a
great
That's
use cool. of my time. I can cure lepers.
There's this weird, and it never matters to the plot, but he shows up, he gives the guy the shelves. The guy's like, oh, these are short. This is not what I needed. And he's like, you could have a discount. And he's like, well, that's, what would I do with, that? I can't. Why would you, again, why would you work into the details of your Apocrypha? And Joseph, father of the God, kind of fucked people as a carpenter. He always kind of...
Well, I think it's supposed to be going the other way. I think the guy's supposed to be trying to fuck him.
I think Nick Cage was haggling with somebody on the set.
That's probably
that
true.
Object.
He actually made some shelves and they're like, hey, keep it. This is gold.
They won't let me talk to fucker twins.
Now, on the way to town, though, they do happen upon the guy that he cured of leprosy, who's now dead from Satan peach, right? We actually zoom in on his mouth where the peach is still there. So we see the murder weapon. But so while Nick Cage is inside haggling about his two short shelves, Demon Girl sneaks up on Jesus and gives him a little wooden snake that she's made, which was very sweet of her. Right. And he's like, I don't want to take your snake. You push me into a leper. To which she's just like, yeah, but you liked being pushed into that leper, though. Come on. You were into it. Admit it.
They have a sort of like, come on, you liked it moment. And he's like, I did.
They totally do. Yeah. But he's like, I'm not allowed to play Gentile games. And she's like, it's a snake, man. It's not a Gentile. Do I have to circumcise this snake or something for you to play? Take the fucking thing.
I like they went with Jesus as a sub instead of a dom in the
show. Yes, right. No, I think that's fairly obvious in the literature. Yeah. But then she's like, I know a secret. And she leans in real close and she says, come find me among the sick.
The sick.
Hey, okay. Hey, sorry. This is gonna sound crazy. Are you a demon?
Are you sick?
It's a lot of clues. You just said a crazy thing. You said, find me among the sick. You give me a snake toy?
Really problematic that you're among the sick. There's a real implication there.
Yeah.
Okay. Noah, thank you for saying among the sick. I heard Sith and spent, I'm going to say 7 minutes being like, are the Sith in the Bible?
Yep.
Which, by the way, not the first person to ask that question.
Yeah, no, Google auto-completes it.
A lot
it,
of
yep.
Christian Star Wars fans.
You get a good
Wars
deal
fans?
Of porn when you started searching that?
Venn diagram? Your boy.
And it's
right in the middle.
All porn. Awesome.
Yep. So, okay. So, but then Nick sees Satan tempting his son and runs her off. And then we get like Nick Vio praying to God that the movie would just get on with it at this point. It's just so fucking funny for the movie to be agreeing with me. It's like, I really wish something would finally fucking happen to justify
There's
all
no
of
way
this.
This is 90 minutes.
This is like Nick Cage, Joseph, got fucking ghosted by God for like 14 years. Yeah. And now he's like praying for a text back, being like, I could see us on red for so long.
I sent you all these bulldogs and now I don't know what to text anymore. I'm the last four texts in the thread. It feels weird.
I uninstalled this app that we're using.
So, but then we see darkness, right? Like demon is attacking somebody. The only way that I know it's Lilith is that the subtitles come up and say Lilith screams.
Yeah, luckily, yeah.
Yeah. So she gets dragged out of her house in the night by a demon. And the next day, we're in town. Nick Cage is carving away at his idol. And Jesus looks out. He sees Lilith in town looking all demon woozy as she walks by. Right?
Yeah.
She's walking like in Men in Black when D'Onofrio was wearing the human suit.
Jet right? Sugar water.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That moment. So as she's walking around, she collapses and starts kicking up demon goo. You know,
mm-hmm. Her throat at this point appears to be like full of demon.
Yeah, it's like a chest burster in there.
Yeah, I thought we were gonna get like a xenomorph thing. Yeah, through the throat. Yeah,
right, right. And also, and Jesus is just watching. Nick Cage is like, I know you could heal her, but don't.
No.
Why not?
Let her cook.
But yeah, so her mom runs up to try to help her, and she bites mom's cheek off.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great prank.
And mom like looks right at Jesus and says, this is your fault. And I'm like, come on, how the fuck are you going to get
it? Why would you think it's your mission? Just have a scene.
I don't know. My dad said mysterious way. You got to just trust it.
But Nick Cage believes her, right? When she's like, this is your fault. He takes her takes him home to punish him for making Lilith bite her mom's face off.
Did you feel that girl with demons? Look. I remember when I was a young man, the urge to fill
the temptation
the local girl with demons is a big one. But you gotta, bud, you gotta.
We've been dealing with crazy demons. You took an evil snake toy from a girl who just, like, I don't know, magically zooped into town out of nowhere like 3 days ago. She has a skin mask.
It's kind of obvious.
Do you hear it?
It's very hard to take it's hard to take any Nick Cage performance seriously, but it's especially hard when he's holding a wooden snake toy that kind of click a clacks at it.
Yeah.
And he's like, did you put your name in that goblet of fire?
Okay.
So yeah, but then we have the literal you're not my real dad moment.
Yes.
Right? Nick's like, I still pay all the bills around here. I'll kick you out. So he rushes off. Nick Cage rushes off.
They go through all the beats of bad stepdad. Well, your mom chose me. Oh, maybe me and mom will go together. No, your mom likes me better than she likes you.
Mendelsohn kid hit for the cycle at Little League the other day. You were 0-for-4.
So yeah, so Nick Cage storms out. He locks the door behind him, but the door, it's just a latch that Jesus can reach from inside.
Yeah.
It's so silly.
So Jesus just reaches in and he's like, you're really dumb. And he just slides it open and walks out.
It's old timey times. We don't have locks yet.
Yeah. But before he does, though, there's to really underscore how stupid he is. There's this moment where like Mary comes out and they start talking about him like right in front of the cage. It's not even like an eavesdropping moment because they locked him into the space that they're now talking in front of.
I can hear you guys through the slats. They are large and the gaps are big.
Yeah. And even and if they weren't, sound just goes right through. Yeah.
Why did you choose the name Fuck a Twig?
So, yeah. But then they go inside. Jesus wanders off, you know, to have a think. And wouldn't you know it, he happens upon Demon Girl.
Yeah.
She's just out there desecrating peaches.
She's got an evil cursed scorpion fruit in her hand.
Yep.
When he comes
scorpion up. And a peach.
Yeah.
And then we see that there's a bunch of them. Like she had a pile of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like scorpion cursing a bag of peaches for fun.
You know what I do is I put on a podcast and I do a bunch of scorpion peaches at once.
So that I have all the scorpion peaches I'm going to need for the whole week, you know, at the end of it.
Nice little salad.
This is really life. I just put it on and I, you know.
You can prep them. You can put them in the freezer. It's like egg bites. Yes.
But yeah, but so she's like, oh, I'm glad you showed up. There's something I want to show you. And I'm like, hey, last time it was a leper she pushed you into, man. Don't follow her. You decide where to go on the next date. But no, she takes him up to Torture Hill. Yeah. Where they've got like every type of torture this writer could think of going on simultaneously.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can really see it was tough because they didn't realize how much torture required metal.
So he's like, this one, okay, crucifixes, obviously, nailed it. Said it.
Okay. Nailed it.
Then they're also tie you to Big Rock.
Okay. Yep.
It's a lot like crucifix. There's also tie you to the ground.
Sure.
So this X thing. Hang? I guess that's just crucifying you.
I think hang, you're just dead.
Yeah.
Well, we could hang.
It's not tortured.
Yeah. What if we build, do you ever see like one of those ropes courses in the mall? What if we build like a like an area? Like that's kind of fun, but like there's little spots where all there's torturing.
But there's people where people are being tortured. Yeah. Right. Yeah. No. Just like a regular ropes course.
like a mall. We'll put a Chili's.
Yeah.
Just a fat dad trying to catch his son.
Yeah.
Please. I'll let you watch porn on the television, on the main television in the center of the house. Just climb down. Climb down and stop it. So much of my flesh is pressed against these white ropes. I'm Eli Fosnick and this story is real.
You want to go to the Croc store?
So, God, he cannot wait until his kid is old enough for him to tempt him with porn, right?
Yeah.
So, but then, like, they go to the torture hill, and we see here that Lilith is being crucified as punishment for her demon goo and face biting, mm-hmm. right? And Jesus does, like, a fucking call forward, right? Shows how much, like, Eli he really is when he goes, yeah. Yes, I will know all of this on Golgotha. This
fucking flash forward doodly swooshes into his
right
of like pre-TSD, I guess is what he has. And he's just seeing stuff that hasn't happened to him yet.
When this happens to me, it'll be really bad too. And Satan's like, I mean, you have healing power.
Yeah, so you're gonna be fine. You'll be the king of the universe after.
It's gonna be like an owie though.
It's going to be worse. You want to help her out? Yeah. No,
the rope right on your skin, it really chafes.
You're just going to pre-mope rather than helping?
He's like, yeah, you know, you could heal all these people that are being tortured. He's like, no.
And you see Satan kind of run out of stuff. She's like, oh.
Just no.
Sorry, my plan was sort of like you rebel against man's punishment to men, but you're really just kind of rendering unto Caesar already. All right.
So interesting. Okay. Interesting.
Did you like the snake toy? I could get you a Marvin's magic kit.
Then there's a moment here too where like Jesus is like, I must return to my father. And Satan is like, he is not your father. And I'm like, you guys stole that moment from Star Wars. Come on. I know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's ripping it off and shit. We've seen that.
Satan's really slow playing the hand as the supreme demon of the universe here. Just kind of like
right
little speeches mostly.
Yeah.
Just talking about, you know, cuck dads.
I feel like you would do so much better work with a single roll of Charmin. Right? Just, hey.
Yep.
Clean. I'm talking nothing left. You won't even use the whole roll. You'll use like 6 squares.
So that, well, he's going to use more than 6 squares, but... So then we
it's
get
been a while.
This very Oedipal moment.
Eli had to make up in his head a sane amount of squares.
Right, and he just squares did a normal B person use. 400 squares, huh? 3.5 rolls. Just 3.5 rolls per poop. And like, that's mostly blood.
So okay. So then we get this very fucking Oedipal moment with Jesus and Mary down by the river, where Jesus is asking Mary to run away with him.
Yeah.
Really seemed like they were going to fuck, right? And yes. Then like a couple other times in the movie,
well,
too.
Okay. So I think what it is, I think that's because Noah Jupe, the guy who plays Jesus in this, is a very attractive gentleman. And I think Fuckatwigs was like, well, if he was my son, wouldn't he just sit with his head in my lap and roll his head side to side sure. while we
and
talk?
You Fuckatwigs know? Is a beautiful woman. So oh, that yeah. whatever yeah. guy was yeah. like, yeah, no, like we're.
And the only other person on set was a literal child in Nicolas Cage. So they were like, hey, can we have an us day?
What if we make a serious, serious acting choice? I know. We're doing Apocrypha. So we were allowed to kind of like
yeah,
make stuff
so
up.
What if Jesus what if they're fucked? Like,
Mary. I've been having to do a lot of scenes with Greta Thunberg, and he's having to do a lot of scenes with fucking Nick Cage. We have a nice day.
Yes,
where we
right.
just roll
the two
around
of us
on the
just,
beach.
We're just fucking
fuck.
Maybe Nick and Greta do a scene together, huh?
There's this great moment where he's like, hey, is Nick Cage really my father? And she says, why would you ask that question of me? He's like, well, you're lying. You're about to lie. And she says, I fuck I was about to lie. God,
is damn. That your Jesus powers? No, you said that the craziest way anyone would ever say the word yes.
I said, is he my real dad? You asked a question back to me.
Yeah.
You're lying.
Right.
Poop.
Don't say neither here nor there.
My name's fucking Pete. I'm in a movie. There's a camera right there.
So, okay. So Jesus checks back in with Torture Hill, right? He goes to talk to Lilith. You know, he yells at the demons inside her and she's like, talk to me. And the demon's like, gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. And he's like, fuck, I don't speak demon at all.
Wait, yeah. Okay. That made me laugh. Jesus is like, speak. And the demon's just like, nope, don't have it.
I didn't have a thing prepared.
I wanted the demon to be mute like Lilith.
Right, because he's like, I got the demon's wrong just like, for this.
Take out a notepad.
So you have to unchain one of my arms here.
Do you speak sign?
Hey, so Jesus is just a local kid at this moment. So local kids can just like, mill around the torture playground.
I guess.
Yeah, it's best part of the torture playground.
Because like people are doing other torture stuff off to the side and they're like, oh, he's probably just checking it out.
Yeah, I mean, who else would use the rope course? I mean, if
you remember
it wasn't
how like when
gets.
You were a kid, you used sure. to get to go to the fire station?
Yeah. So the demon talks to him and spits blood at him and then like Lilith.
Really gets him.
Yeah, no.
Can I say, one of my big right complaints with spit moments in movies is it's always like, phew. And then someone just does this, but it's just like,
it was a lot.
Jesus is wet.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, she's like, I'll tell you what. And she's like, I'm going to need a second. We could keep bantering, but you got me a lot.
This is in my eyes.
Towels aren't going to be invented for millennia.
They had towels. So yeah, but then.
Not the good ones.
Lilith breaks through. No, yeah, not the absorbent ones. So Lilith breaks through long enough to ask Jesus to kill her. And he's like, No. So now I'm not.
Mysterious way? I don't know.
Do I use my magic healing powers now?
Save it.
Now seems like a cool.
So then we cut back to Jesus in his Jesus cage. The fucking snake the wooden snake that Nick Cage threw away earlier is back. It's like slithered back. So he throws it away again.
Right? Okay. Both Cage earlier and Jesus here throw it away like 5 feet.
Yeah.
And they're like, got it. That's out of my life.
Yeah, exactly. I'll never see that again. But then he goes to go back in his cage, and what does he see on the sand across his threshold but rooster prints or possibly hen prints? I really don't know how to tell the difference. But yeah, so demons have been in there. So, okay. So now he goes back to school.
You think they could just get shoes that are different?
Right. The demons could. Yeah,
little tiny shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like just shoes that make it look like any other
saying.
Kind of footprint.
Yeah, no,
like
that's what I'm saying.
Prints.
Just a regular shoe that doesn't have the, you know.
If a rooster gets sneakers, are they Chiswicks?
Yeah.
So stupid.
So now, okay, so Jesus is back at school.
Cocks, not Crocs. Stupid.
Nope. It didn't work.
Thought I had it.
Yep. It's close, but it's
if you're not going to beat Chiswick, don't enter the ring.
So, okay.
None of us are podcasting right now.
No, I know. Like, I know.
Chicken shoe butt.
I just
chicken
looked up a screen with
shoe
all shoe chicken. Names and all bird
Reebok
stuff.
Reebok names. Okay, I win.
Reebok does
Reebok!
Win. Well done.
Yes!
Thank you.
We have a winner.
This is what I'm talking
okay.
about.
We can move on.
We can move on. Yeah, right. No, we're free.
My nose started bleeding for a second.
No,
but
yeah. So
it.
Same. All right. So, but Jesus is back at school. Right, he's trying to recite his passages, and the rabbi smacks him. And I'm like, oh my God, they're setting up a fucking Midrash proving scene, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They're not, though, right? Like we then see the rabbi like marching Jesus into town to tell on him to his dad.
Right. And to be fair, what he did in the movie is he told him how many years he was going to live, which is pretty funny, but it's not as funny as what happens in the infancy gospel of Thomas, where it is implied they like have an argument about scripture. And he's like, you see, Christ, this is why you're wrong. And he's like, oh, really? Got your life. And the guy dies.
Yes. And the guy dies. Yeah, exactly. But no, he's like, what did you do? He's like, told him how many years he had left to live. I'm like, boom, got him.
Okay. I think that's pretty, I'm going to start giving a death date to
right?
people.
Yes, you can just say that. They won't know for years whether you were right.
once in a while, I'll be right. And they'll be like, oh my God, this is actually really impressive.
Yeah, well done.
Fucking
yeah.
Nuts.
So, okay. So now, like, Nick Cage is chewing him out for getting kicked out of school. And so as punishment, he has to, like, recite all the things that you're not allowed to do on the Sabbath while Nick Cage works on his idol.
Yeah.
And then he does, he's like, the short version. So he's like, thou shalt not blah, thou shalt not blah. And he's like, you could just list them. You don't have to fucking thou shalt not. I get the, you
just do the distributive.
Commas, just commas, just use commas. Yeah, so but as he's saying this, the idol that Nick Cage has been working on this whole time starts to like rock back and forth because God's getting angry at him for making it. And then it falls down and breaks and Nick Cage is very upset.
Yeah. And Nick Cage acts fucking surprised. Dude, your job is literally one of the shout nots. Like
right,
one of
and
the
you're
top
asking him to say the shout nots. Yes, God. Duh. All right. Well, it looks like the real action of Jesus and his stepdad not getting along great has finally taken root in this film. So we're going to take a quick break while the tension's high. But first, let me give Act 3 the hard sell. Will Jesus get in trouble for bringing clay birds to life on the Sabbath? Will he bring a dead boy back to life long enough to vouch for the fact that Jesus didn't kill him? Will he kill a boy with his mind just for shoulder checking him in the marketplace? No, because this movie's too chicken shit to commit to any of the good stuff in its source material. But find out what they did instead when we return for the heretical conclusion of The Carpenter's Son.
Please, Master, heal me.
I shall heal you, but you must learn to accept my grace.
I will, my lord, but please, first... Oh, wait, it just works if I touch you?
No, I have to use my god powers to do it.
Really? Because it seemed like you were in the middle of a speech and then I touched you.
No, I wasn't, though. I had changed my mind.
Excuse
and
me,
I did
are you Jesus the healer? For I have an ailment.
You don't have to do any of this. You could just touch him. It's just,
no,
you just touch
no,
him.
Oh. I have to use my power.
Nut check.
Ah!
Nice. Yep.
Come on, guys, don't.
Hey, if anyone needs healing, you can come nut check this guy and you get healed right away.
Yep.
I'm going to go to Golgotha.
Hurry up, he's running.
Stop.
Get him while he goes.
And we're back for still more of this shit. And we're going to rejoin the action at Torture Hill in the near total fucking dark again. By examining all of our notes, I have put together that the demon girl has killed someone with a rock. At this point,
yeah.
Yeah.
Demon girl at the end of the last scene had a little action sequence where I think she killed everybody at Torture Rock.
Well, that's where she is now. Like the lady's like, hey, why'd you smash his head with that rock? And she's like, I'm going to break your something. I can't tell. It was dark. I couldn't tell. And then she has a whole little action sequence.
Was this the movie like both sidesing it a little bit and being like Satan frees people from torture?
Well, by killing them, but yeah, I guess.
It also sets up a pretty fucking sweet action movie, right? Where Jesus is the good healer and then Satan and him solve crimes together in ancient Mesopotamia.
Okay.
And
they
just fight over like, okay, heal or murder. What do we do?
We tried things your way, Jesus. Now it's time for my way. Where's your head?
Play by my own set of rules.
Satan,
like a buddy cop toy.
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
So,
listen.
So, yeah, they just appear on the criminal's shoulders, you know, and start fighting on top of the head. Yeah. So, okay.
Do it. Kill him. I hate my dad.
So now Jesus goes to Torture Hill, right? After Lilith has killed a bunch of, or no, sorry, Satan has killed a bunch of people. He goes to see Lilith. There's a bunch of chestbursters all up in her shit. And so he's going to literally pull the demon out of her mouth. The demon, which is in the form of a snake.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to pull a big fucking snake out of her mouth and then set her free.
And he throws the snake like 5 feet away.
He does, yeah. He's like, man, that's just going to get in another lady.
I wanted an immediate snake bite.
Right?
Oh, I wanted an immediate other person gets filled with demon. Like, hey, I'm still over here. Shut up.
Oh, yeah, he's going to pull it out of that guy, too. Yeah, right. But Lilith is free now. He's like, you got to run off. The people are going to still, like, you know, I mean, they saw you bite your mom's cheek off and all that. Like, you know, they should still be freaked out. And she's like, I promise to tell the whole world about you. And he's like, I'm kind of trying to keep that. I kind of reveal what I want to.
I like that her big kill right here was some lady and she wrist controls the lady to death.
Yeah, Satan is the king of wrist control.
Yeah.
Obviously. Satan invented wrist control. But then there's this point where like all of the people are like, you know, looking for Jesus and they're going to get him or whatever. And he yells, you shall not judge. And I'm like, well, you guys stole that from fucking Lord of the Rings. I mean, you know, let's come on. It's
only me. No dad comments from the fence about, protecting the plate also.
Yeah.
I'm still working on this. I think I'll have it better worked out in Matthew, but like I'm the judge and you're not.
That's it.
It was a 3-0 count. You're supposed to take a strike.
Supposed to bunt.
Nope.
So at least you knew that, like, the sport you were in and everything.
That's right.
So meanwhile, we're back at the house. Nick hits his thumb with his hammer while he's working to fix the idol that Jesus broke.
Nicolas Cage, the actor, 100% hit his fucking finger with his
giant. Okay. The witch.
Wooden mouth.
That's fair. That's very possible.
How'd it get burned?
Everybody's like, yeah. We told you not to play with the mallet all the time.
We said no space work with the mallet, Nick.
So, but then the boss comes in, right? Nick's boss, the guy who hired him. And he's like, hey, everybody in the village thinks your son is a demon. You probably should get the fuck out of here. Right?
And he's just like, sorry. I just hit my finger so hard.
I'm trying to focus on what you're saying, and I really care about it, but I also, I think the nail is like cracked, and I'm trying not to look at it.
It's off. It's off.
When will Band-Aids be invented? When will Band-Aids be invented? that's so long. That's so long and so far.
So Jesus comes in and Nick Cage yells at him for practicing black magic. And then Mary like comes to his defense and says, you know, you're still just mad because God had a bigger dick than you. And I told you that time you asked about it. And I told you, and you're mad at that. And you're taking it out on my kid.
I thought I was going to get a second vision.
So, yeah. Right. But yeah, because this is where he goes full. Like, are you sure God fucked you? Because if not, like, I look like an asshole here. I'm just going to look like an asshole to history.
To a normal cucked guy thing. Where I tell everybody my grandmother's Italian and that's why he looks like that.
And Nick Cage becomes just Nicolas Cage in every other movie.
He
here.
Goes full, why is the doll burned on this fucking
He's just
scene,
like, yes. Yeah, he's clawing his face like bees. I saw this moment and I was like, I remembered Wicker Man and I was like, I'm watching the Bear Suit Punch. I'm watching that.
Yep. So yeah, so Joseph yells at Mary about whether she fucked around on or not. And I wrote in my notes at this point, like, who is this movie for? Right? Because like they wanted to shoot, they were going to shoot this movie in Egypt. The entire nation of Egypt was like, no. And so they had to go to Greece because it's so fucking blasphemous that no Christian could enjoy it. But it's so Christian that no fucking atheist could enjoy it. Who the fuck is this for?
Nick Cage.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It got banned by a very Christian country, I'm pretty sure.
I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's got fucking Jesus jerking off to the neighbor lady taking a bath.
And Nicolas Cage.
So yeah, right. So Nick sets off looking for the lighting director and we hear like demon snarls in the darkness. I guess Jesus has wandered off in the whole you're not my real dad huff or whatever. Mm-hmm. And now Nick Cage is going to find him. And we're like, can you not hear the fucking demon snarls? And just as we're thinking that, a snake gets Nick Cage.
Oh, come here the fucking leg. I'm Nicolas Cage, the actor.
Right on my missing fingernail, too. Fuck.
I'm the actor Nicolas Cage. Ow, fuck. It's 2026.
Where's my snake hammer?
Like, I understand this is supposed to be the emotional peak of the movie. There's no words for how funny it is for Jesus Christ to be in the foreground of this movie being like, Father, is it true that I am the Lord and Savior you have said? And in the background, Nick Cage is just, fucking God! I sat on my balls! Shit!
It's so crazy to walk in this robe. It's ridiculous.
I'm caught in the ropes! Tell me, Mother, will someday...
So yeah, so but the snake gets a
season of the wind.
And Jesus
that's
comes
what he
over
says
to,
when he swears.
Yeah, of course. So Jesus comes over to Joseph and he's like, okay, I'll heal you, but first, who's my real dad? And he's like, yeah, no, God's your real dad. Yeah. Well, actually, first he has this big Voldemort moment where he's like, actually, it's a sin to say your dad's name. And he's like, say it. And I'm like, well, come on, man. How many people's names are sin to fucking say? Right? It's obviously your dad's Yahweh. And he says he's a Yahweh. Yahweh.
Right. Upstairs. And then Jesus is like, okay, I guess I have anti-snake magic then. Fucking.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Jesus okay, heals his little snake bite.
And he leaves.
He storms off. And I'm like, the snake is still there, man.
Okay, magic healing in a snit is fun to watch.
Puffy sure. Magic, right? The Bible that includes one, like, ah. Okay, but don't, I'm mad.
You want some wine? That's not the hair of the dark. Okay, there you go. Boop.
Just like gives a jug a single shake. It's vodka. Go.
So now we cut to the torches and pitchforks mob that's coming for Jesus, right? Somebody pops in and punches Mary in the face. So this movie includes the Virgin Mary getting punched in the face. I'm sure Christians love that too.
They barely show it. It felt like it could have been Nicolas Cage in the bear suit, just doing the same thing.
Punched fucka twigs, and they were like, hey guys, we caught when Nick Cage punched fucka twigs in the
face.
We're
going to have to edit the shit out of this.
I feel like we should use it. It feels like a waste not to use it. Or if you're going full apocrypha, right, which, hey, makers of this movie, you fucking did, have Mary be like, I'm a virgin. Not a bitch. I mean, it's like, because Satan has karate powers.
Right. Yeah. No, obviously we've seen them.
Or she, Thetan, as I call them.
And then we get the most blasphemous moment in the entire fucking movie, right? So the town's looking for Jesus. Jesus is sneaking away. Some kid, some like 14-year-old kid is like, I've seen him. I've seen Jesus. And he runs off. He's like, I'm going to tell everybody where you are. And Jesus just uses his telekinesis powers to break his neck like 11 with the soldiers.
He force chokes a kid to death.
Yes.
In the movie.
He does a snap. He does like, oh, you die. Fuck. Why did die? The first thing.
Oh, just, I could have just like make you fall asleep.
Fuck, I knew about sleep this whole time.
Wow.
I could just hover him. I gotta write this all down.
I can bring him back to life. Oh, I'm gonna tell everyone you killed me.
That's two.
So new at this.
Do I get three?
So new at this.
Everybody gets three.
I need my own Smallville spinoff. Honestly, I would 100% want Jesus just bringing this kid back and killing him again in a panic.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah. So Nick Cage beats up a nun, I think, and takes unconscious Mary out on a donkey at this point. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Again, it's dark. I have no fucking idea what happens here. So, but meanwhile, Jesus is back on Torture Hill and he sees that Demon Girl has gone through and killed everybody now.
Yeah. She's just like eating human flesh. She's eating a piece of presumably human flesh like it's an artichoke leaf.
Yeah.
She's got it up and she's just like scraping it centrally along her teeth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I eat artichokes very centrally, apparently.
I was trying to like move past that for your sake, but you brought us back. That's on you.
It's got butter.
She says, I'll take you to your father. And I'm like, ooh, she's going to kill you. But no, she takes him to a fucking waterfall. Meanwhile, like Nick Cage and Fucka Twigs, they wanted something to do in this movie as well at this point. So they're like waking up to like a red dawn and there's demon snarls in the background and they're just yelling and having some kind of spiritual crisis, I guess.
Praying unsuccessfully.
Yeah.
That's got to be just like so many people throughout history that were like, fuck.
This is harder.
Still
than-
really bad.
Yeah. So, but Mary comes to, she's like, where's Jesus? And he's like, I'll go find him. She's like, I'll wrestle with the demon noises up here. Right. And as he goes to walk away, she goes, wait. The contract says I have to kiss you one time while we're doing this. Yeah.
Cage on, walks away so slowly, clearly hoping for a wait.
Oh, here
and
I
you
go.
See Fucka Twigs be like, okay, wait.
All right. Okay, here's the thing. Your lips are going to touch mine, Nicolas Cage, and it's going to be the softest thing you've ever felt. And I need you not to cry and shit yourself. Okay.
At least pick one. So, okay. So Jesus follows Demon Girl to this waterfall. And he's like, oh, I sure miss my parents. And I'm like, it's been 13 minutes, dude. Come on. Just, you know, don't worry about it quite yet. And Demon Girl is like, they hate you now. And he's like, I don't think that they hate me.
They don't. I don't know why I said that. I forgot you have lie detection powers. The power set is so confusing.
Hey, I just killed a kid like five minutes ago, by the way.
He tells Satan, hey, by the way, I just killed this kid. And then I thought of like putting him to sleep or hovering him. It was so much easier. Could have been so much easier. But
I thought Satan was going to be like, oh, wow. I mean, I do a lot of bad shit, but like, do you have a good reason to kill a kid?
No, I just kind of panicked because he was going to tattle.
Okay. Yes. Did you bring him back to life and then kill him again?
No.
So we got Nick Cage just wandering aimlessly to try to find him. And he sees Demon Girl.
I got to kiss Vodka twice. It's cool. She smelled nice.
Oh, we had the moment where like Satan has to tell him all about like how, you know, me and God, we used to be like this, you know, but then I wouldn't bow to Adam.
Oh my God, I don't want to hear about your breakup. Just a fucking friends only story from Satan about how what an abuser God is. Like, please. As you know, my former abuser God, stop. Stop it, Satan. Unsubscribe.
She's very politely, though, inviting Jesus to hell, right? She's making it sound pretty good.
She's like, look, I had a place waiting for me. It is organized.
Warm. It's very, very warm. It's not
warm. You're never cold.
Never cold. So, yeah. So and then Jesus turns to her at this point and he goes, who are you? And I'm like, oh, come on, man. What are you, fucking stupid? Like, obviously, she's Satan.
Just God watching this whole thing. Dude, she's fucking Satan. Are you, the doctor's a woman. Fuck. I gave you the puddle thing. How many clues do you need?
She goes, I am the adversary. Jesus. She says, look there. What do you see? And we all wrote in our notes, nothing. It's just a fucking nothing. Shadow. And then Jesus says, nothing. It's a shadow.
Is there nothing there?
That's a whole movie.
They told me they were going to CGI some stuff.
But then we zoom in on the nothingness and there's like a Sarlacc maggot pit. I cannot tell what.
Sarlacc made of damned people? Yeah.
Is it damned people? Okay.
Yeah, it was like I think crawling people that did look like maggots. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I got really excited because I thought we were going to get the Thomasine vision of hell, where the gay people climb up the other gay people and then jump off because they want to fuck them. I was like, okay. different apocrypha.
Yeah. So, but Jesus at this point finally realizes that this is Satan come to torment him. And Satan is like, say my name. And he's like, now it's like the fucking salesman that wants me to read the price for myself or whatever.
Not no, so
just
really.
You tell me your name. But then he says, you are Satan. So. But just then, Nick Cage comes across Demon Girl tempting Jesus. Takes a long fucking time to intervene.
It's confusing. We see Nick Cage find Jesus getting a massage from a demon lady. Who's
that's what it looks like.
Not 11 Satan.
Well, right. He sees Satan as a different person. Yeah.
Right. He sees Satan as this just different demon. But like 11 Satan looks like a demon too. I didn't understand this.
Yeah, I guess everybody sees Satan differently. That's his weakness is that lady.
Because it looks like the poppin' and lockin' demon from earlier in the movie.
Yeah, the one that was on the mountain.
If Nick Cage has a weakness, it would be a demon giving him a massage. I guess that all tracks.
Yeah.
Same boy, same.
Yeah.
Can I say this? When he's like, oh, hey, Satan, and Satan immediately turns around and punches him in the face, I laughed a lot.
That was pretty fucking funny. That was pretty fucking funny that Satan's like way of dealing with Nick Cage was just to punch him in the fucking jaw.
Oh, God, I got hurt so many times in this movie.
We got this ridiculous fucking dialogue where Demon Girl's talking to Jesus about how cruelty is a virtue and I set them free and all of this dumb fucking shit. And then she tells Jesus to beat Nick Cage to death with a stick. And he like considers it for a minute, right? He doesn't just immediately say no.
He does not. But it's a very silly, very small stick to do a death beating.
No, with. it's it wouldn't be good for marshmallows, let alone beating Nick Cage to death with.
Well, but then it, to make it even more ridiculous, she stabs Nick Cage with it, which is not a thing you can do with a stick of pretty much any size without some preparation. But she stabs him ultimately to death with the twig she found.
Yeah. So again, just to be clear, this is 100% not in the infancy gospel of Jesus.
Nope.
So what this movie made up is that Joseph of Arimathea.
Nope.
God's dad.
That one.
Died at the hands of Satan.
Yes.
Was stabbed to death.
In the woods by Satan.
With a small stick.
With a little stick. Yeah.
I feel like Jesus would have mentioned that a bunch more times.
I feel like he would, because he was standing right there. He saw it happen.
And you know what happened when I was a kid? A lot of stuff would have come up.
So, yep. It would just be like Batman's origin story. It would every fucking time.
That reminds me.
Yeah. So, and so I wrote in my notes at this point, grunt, grunt, slam, no idea, it's dark. But the demon girl's hissing, and then she vomits up a snake at some point.
Yep.
Yeah, and the snake like starts halfway coming out of the mouth and doing tentacle stuff right in Cage's.
Yeah, like the little alien.
It was biblical
face.
Hentai. Like we got straight to biblical hentai here.
Sure, yeah.
And I was like, okay, been there, done that, boring. Let's go.
Right, but Jesus picks up her snake and tosses it aside 5 feet away. So, and then the demon girl starts beating his ass.
Yeah.
Right? Like she's like drowning him in the mud, karate fighting him and shit.
They fight for a while.
Okay. That was an opportunity. He just stops dead on top of the water, the little mud puddle.
Just bounces off there of you it. Go. Huh? She's trying to push him down and he won't go.
What is happening right now? You come on.
Oh, that would be amazing. Yeah.
I guess I'll just keep punching him.
But then, you know, I guess like Jesus, like, remembers his training.
Mickey. He says a vision of Mickey. Yeah, get up, exactly. You son of a bitch, because Yahweh loves you.
Yeah, remember when Mickey was like, hey, gouge out the eyes
gouge
of a teenage
eyes
girl now.
Out of a 15-year-old girl.
Satan's
my
walking
God.
Away.
All right, Burgess Meredith, I don't know about this, but I guess I'll try.
So, yes, no, we're not making that up. Jesus fights back. Drops this fucking 15-year-old girl to the mud, puts his thumb in her eye sockets and starts to gouge her eyes out until Nick Cage is like, well, that's a little much.
No, dude, it's actually not chill.
And Jesus gets to react to that and be like, okay, I get it, Dad, but like, literally Satan, right?
If so you're
like,
ever going to gouge somebody's eyes out, I mean, it's, I don't know.
But if we start killing Satans, then Satans are going to kill us.
We're drawing the line here?
Yeah, and so, but so he learns to forgive Satan, and then he goes to heal Nick Cage, and he's like, "No, don't heal me this time." He's like, "You sure? Because it's just a little stick. She just got you with a little stick. It feels like it would be relatively."
No.
So no, it's the end of the movie. I want to have a death.
I would like to be dead. This is how Joseph died.
Yep.
It was really the fingernail.
And hurts more than you think. But then, as he dies, he gets a little halo, and it looks like Uranus's ring. It's this pathetic little tiny halo.
Yeah, he gets like a raver glow stick halo.
Yes.
It's very silly.
Right.
But the idea is that he's finally dying. And right as he's dying, God shines through the clouds. And he's just like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Now. With my fingernail.
Couldn't have healed that.
Your dick.
And then fucking one final sunrise saves us from our lack of lighting. Mary's fine. She like rises up from all the demon voices that she was dealing with. And she's like, I guess that was actually nothing. I didn't have anything to do in the last act of this movie.
I was just doing that for attention.
The entire third act, they're like, well, fuck it, Twigs. We paid her. We'll have her like do 5 seconds at a time of being somewhere else and sensing the movie is happening.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what's been happening with her character the whole time.
Yeah. So Jesus comes back and gives Satan a hug. Right? Because that's what Satan would do. And it would be so awesome if Satan just stabbed him in the back.
Satan does hugs as well as Heath Enright does.
Yeah.
Oh, lots of touch.
Yep.
We're going to tap, tap, double tap.
There.
And we're out.
There.
She goes,
stop.
She goes, you will die for miserable people. And he goes, yeah, no, that's my whole thing. No, that's kind of my bit. So
she takes this moment. Satan takes this moment. She's like, we are the same. And Jesus is like, no.
Not really.
Not
by much.
You just kind of like decided you wanted to be God and I'm doing like a sacrifice thing. She's like, yeah, but we're both.
You know, never mind. I thought I had it,
and I don't have it.
Don't start it if you don't have it.
I definitely. Sometimes you think you've got it, you start it.
Right, and so that's sometimes the best stuff. So shaving a haircut, two bits.
So,
what up?
Jesus goes back to Mary, and he just gives her this knowing look, and they walk off. And I'm like, well, you have to tell her that Nick Cage died, don't you?
Yeah, he shows up, and he just, like, glares at her and then fucking walks away. And she's like, hey, man, are you going to explain what the fuck happened while I've been just sensing shit from afar?
Sensing demons and shit? Where's your dad?
Are we fucking or what? What is happening?
So, yeah, and then, of course, as she walks away, she throws the blue blanket over her head. Oh, fuck, she's in the uniform.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, Virgin Mary with a blue blanket over her head.
It's like her whole thing.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Have you never known a Catholic?
Keep up with your fucking Virgin Mary lore, man.
But that does it. That's going to do it for our review of The Carpenter's Son, but it's not going to do it for the episode just yet because we still need to make the same mistake again. So Eli, tell us, what's on deck?
Well, Noah, we're headed back into the world of Kelly Copeland's Children's Entertainment with Commander Kelly and the Super Kids, The Sword.
Ooh, I think I missed the first one of those. I think I was off for that one. Whoa. So I'm pretty excited about this.
Is this Kenneth Copeland's kid?
His daughter again. Yes.
So with that to look forward to, we're going to bring episode 544 to a merciful close. Once again, a huge thanks to all the Patreon donors that help make the show go. If you'd like to count yourself among their ranks, you can make a per episode donation at patreon.com/godawful and thereby earn early access to an ad-free version of every episode. You can also help a ton by leaving a 5-star review and by sharing the show on all your various social media platforms. And if you enjoyed this show, be sure to check out our sibling shows, The Scathing Atheist, Citation Needed, D&D-, and The Skeptocrat, available wherever podcasts live. If you have questions, comments, or cinematic suggestions, you can email godawfulmovies@gmail.com. Tim Robinson takes care of our social media. Our theme song was written and performed by Ryan Slotnick of Giraffes on Mars. All the other music was written and performed by our audio engineer Morgan Kirk and was used with permission. Thanks again for giving us a chunk of your life this week. For Heath Enright and Eli Bostick, I'm Noah Lucius, promise to work hard to earn another chunk next week. Until then, we'll leave you with the American Graffiti close.
Jesus is still out getting cigarettes.
The Holy Ghost is pissed that he doesn't get any of the movies.
Comes running onto set. I'm here. Fuck. The childhood gospel of Thomas was actually way creepier than this movie. Good job, whichever pope got rid of that one.
Right.
Canadians, so.
Yeah.
How many toes do Canadians have? Do we know?
I don't have.
I'm going to say 4.
Total or per foot?
Or total. Yep. The same question. Thank you.
All right.
It is. And for a limited time, get 50% off. Delivering to cameras fucking. Jaboy up. It is. And for a limited time, get 50% off. 3, 6? Nope, not like that. That's insane. No one talks like that. Hal Jordan, here we go.
Maybe the water will make you talk normal.
Yeah, that'll help. This content is scanned credentialed, which means you can report instances of harassment, abuse, or other harm to their hotline at 617-249-4255 or on their website at creatoraccountabilitynetwork.org. This podcast is a production of Puzzle and a Thunderstorm LLC and was created without the use of generative AI. Its contents may not be used for AI training. Copyright 2026. All rights reserved.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.